reporter for the Detroit Red Wings, writes at The Athletic. Max Baltman joins us. Max, welcome to the program. The Detroit Red Wings, of course, in a rebuild time for them. Give me your thoughts on the Perlini deal yesterday and why Steve Yzerman feels this could be a good deal for his organization.
Yeah, well, the big key with the Perlini deal is that the Red Wings don't have enough secondary scoring, and Perlini is a guy who has scored at the NHL level. Now, I don't know if it's been necessarily consistent enough for you to say it's a sure thing, and they did give up a real prospect in Alec Regula to try and get it, but this is a guy who was a top half of the first-round pick not that long ago. Now he is on his third team in a year, so I think it's kind of a wait and see, but the driving idea behind it is the Red Wings need more scoring, and Perlini's a guy who they're hoping can give it to them.
One guy who is putting points up is Tyler Bertuzzi. You know, what has he got going on this year? He's on this pace so far.
Yeah, they found a couple things that work for him. Number one is they've been able to keep him with pretty skilled line mates most of the year. He's been with Dylan Larkin, and that always helps, right, when he's playing those kind of minutes and with those kind of teammates. But it's not like he's been a passive beneficiary either. Like, he's a guy who can go win a puck battle, and he can finish off a play. And I think the other night you saw it off a faceoff. He went and just put a puck on net and got it through behind Jordan Binnington, I think it was. So he's playing a great brand of hockey, right? He's playing physical. He's going and winning battles. And certainly by playing with skilled line mates, so those are things that add up to points pretty often.
Max, they switched up their top line. They put Helm up there. They put Mantha down, likely to spread out some scoring. But also, I was looking at Helm's numbers. Even though the Red Wings have lost 8 straight and have got outscored almost 3-1 in that stretch, Helm's been a plus player, has 4 points in that time, and you know, has played quite well for them, for the Detroit Red Wings. Some people didn't like his contract. It seems to definitely be working out this year. How has Mantha looked away from Larkin and Bertuzzi? I know it's only been a short time.
And that's really the reason that they were able to do this, is that they feel like Mantha is a guy who can create away from the top line, kind of do a little bit of that for himself. He's big, and when he moves his feet, he's really imposing. So I think that's kind of the key for them with Mantha, is as long as he keeps the motor up, you know, he can be pretty heavy at times. Certainly when he's motoring down into a corner, I don't think I'd want to be standing there when he gets there, and he's got that heavy shot. So he set up a play to Valtteri Filppula the other night that – it was kind of a fluky goal, but it was a good look that Mantha set up. And so I think on a line with Andreas Athanasiou and Valtteri Filppula, there's still enough offense there that Anthony Mantha should be able to be a productive player. But yeah, like you said, they moved Darren Helm up, you know, in part because he's so good on the forecheck, and he can play with that high-energy Larkin-Bertuzzi line. And so far, you know, they haven't won a game yet with it, with that combination, but maybe played 2 of their better games this season with that as the top 6.
What about, you mentioned Athanasiou, and why is he struggling to get on the scoreboard and produce?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I don't know that I have a good answer for it. In part, I think, you know, a little bit of puck luck, right? As always, is going to be the case with any slump. But I don't think it's just that either. I was looking at his total shot attempts the other night, and I don't know if he's quite attempting as many shots as he was last year when he was up over 5 per game. Right now, I think he's around 3. Now, the shots on goal are still pretty close, so maybe that's overstated on my part. I don't know. But I got to think it's probably some combination. And either way, the solution is probably going to be to shoot his way through it. You know, I don't have to tell you guys that, right? Like, it's anytime you're a goal scorer and the puck's not going in, the answer is to keep putting it on net.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a big thing, because if they can unlock him and if they can get Perlini going, you know, it gives them something that to build on as far as, you know, looking ahead, I suppose, to the rest of this year.
Yeah, I would definitely agree. I think, you know, I don't think a lot of people expected the Red Wings to really be a real playoff contender or anything this year, but this kind of slump is what people really wanted them to avoid. They didn't want them to have to go through prolonged stretches like this, especially when you have so many young guys who are building their habits and learning kind of like a culture. And I think the Red Wings would like that culture to be one where on any given night they think they can win. And so I think the past 2 games probably, in a weird way, an encouraging sign, because they have played pretty well and carried the play pretty well. Tonight will probably be their best test in a while, just in how they go up against guys like McDavid and Dreisaitl while mired in this kind of slump. I know they caught him already once on this losing streak, but you know, that was about 4 or 5 losses ago.
Yeah. Talking with Max Baltman, the Athletic's Red Wings reporter, as they take on the Edmonton Oilers tonight in Detroit. We'll have the pregame show coming up for you here in quite short order. When you look at the back end and, you know, stopping the guys you mentioned of the Edmonton Oilers, how has this youngish group of D-men been handling their play?
Yeah, it's been probably a mixed bag. The guy who I would say has been pretty much consistent night in, night out is Filip Hronek, and he is, I think he played over 27 minutes in their last game. He's been scoring, he's been defending, and they use him in whatever situation they need. So he's been the guy who's been really rock solid night in, night out. Dennis Cholowski's had really good games and less good games, and he's the guy who I think they're still trying to bring along with hopes of being, you know, a top four power play type defenseman. Madison Bowie, similar boat. You know, he's had some nights in the lineup, had some nights out of the lineup. So these are all things that I think are normal in a rebuild, but certainly the Filip Hronek track has been the one that they would like everyone to follow, and they brought Joe Hicketts up now for tonight. He's another guy who at one point was considered one of their more promising defense prospects, despite being an undrafted player. So I think you'll see him tonight, and we'll see the progress he's made. He was on the first power play in Grand Rapids when I was there last week, so we'll see.
Yeah, you know what? I'm glad you brought it up, because Joe Hicketts is a guy that I remember watching him play. I think this guy, he can be a player. So why has he had, you know, maybe find himself getting called up rather than getting maybe more ice time in the big league?
My guess is it probably is those, you know, those ever-present details that coaches want to see from young players. He's not big. He doesn't skate like you'd want a player of that size to skate. But what they like about him is his swagger. And I think my sense is they feel like, you know, he's been able to do that while playing within the structure. I think Jeff Blashill made a comment to that effect this morning. Like, he's been able to kind of marry the confidence and the things they like about his game with the things you need to see in terms of the team structure and the way that they don't want to get burned.
Max Boltman joins us discussing the Detroit Red Wings. Max, it's kind of been a unique situation, the only team in the league that is literally rotating their goalies every game in Howard and Bernier. Howard's played all the odd number games, one right through until 13 tonight, and Bernier's played all the even strength games. You look at the numbers, I know that Howard's only 1-5, but their save percentage is slightly better for Bernier, but higher goals against average. So I'm not sure one has necessarily been better than the other. Have you seen any sort of difference in the goaltending?
No, not really. And I think you're right. Like, it's, you know, six of one, half dozen of the other right now. And, you know, Bernier getting a lot of the second nights of the back-to-backs. I don't know if that plays in much at all. But I think the point of doing it this way is they want to keep both guys, you know, they like to keep Bernier in a little bit more of a rhythm and Howard keep him a little fresher for the second half of last season. I thought he started last year great and faded. And so I was wondering if that was kind of the reason, but I don't know. I don't know how much you want to weigh into like the result versus the process here, but it's good in theory, but if it's not working, you have to change something up. But I think that's something that I'll be watching pretty closely over the next week here to see if they do deviate from that at all. I mean, they'll get a couple days off here before they go on the road. Do they go Howard, Bernier? I mean, they got a back-to-back later this week, so they'll split that for sure, but we'll see how that plays out.
Max, we appreciate the time. Enjoy the game tonight. I'm guessing there's going to be some sort of honor for Ken Holland before the game.
I would have to think there will be a pretty warm reception for him. Yeah, that would be my sense too.
Max, appreciate the time.
All right, thanks, guys.
Max.